This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew. We've also got the good news girl, Kerry. Hey, Kerry, what's cracking?
Morning. Happy New Year.
It's 2016 and it's our first show. We're kicking it off and I'm flipping excited to be back in studio. We were doing a couple of replays over the Christmas holiday period and now we're back in studio, so we get to bring you the good stuff that's trending, that's now, and that we should, what should we be doing? Was just speaking about. It's officially our first show of the year, and after a turbulent start to 2016, I think we could all use a little more goodness, kindness, and love for each other. We're a diverse bunch of flipping amazing South Africans who all love South Africa and are proudly South African. Yes, the conversation kicked off this year by Penny Sparrow, but it's up to each and every one of us as to how we finish it. We are stronger united than divided. I keep saying that. So much going on, so much good stuff to get stuck into. Today, we're going to be speaking to a couple of inspiring South Africans that we've managed to get into studio to come and sit with us. Catherine Constantinides, we all know her. She's been in the studio a couple of times with Lead SA, with Miss Earth. She's going to be joining us to chat about what her projects are in store for 2016. This girl is dynamic, an inspiration, and I'm excited to have her here to inspire you guys. We're also going to be speaking to Vanessa from Bromsden. I don't even know how to say your surname. I'm torturing it. Vanessa von Bromsden. Brumson, she's saying. No, there we go. I got it right. It's a new surname for her as well. Yesterday when we were texting it, she was teaching me how to say it, which is great. She is going to join us all the way from Joe Public, and they have gotten on board with the water shortage crisis in South Africa. And I'm going to speak to Vanessa about what she's done, because she heard about the water crisis, and as a person who heard about it, she decided she's going to get stuck in and make a difference. And I think her story is inspirational, because you, where you're sitting right now, you'd be able to do exactly the same. It is that simple. We've also got Vuyokozi and Cheryl joining us from the Kellogg's Breakfast for Better Days initiative, which I think is a flippin' cool thing as well. To kick the year off, they're going to be coming in here telling us how they're feeding the kids of South Africa.
That's
and
amazing.
Making sure that they are able to study and learn and, you know, just be kids without having to worry about stuff like that. We'll also bring you our regular catch-up that we always do, the trending top five good news stories, as well as what's trending on social media right now, what we should be speaking about. But this is not just a conversation between myself and this microphone. It's also about you, the listeners, you guys. You guys have got inspirational, amazing stories. If you want to share them, you can get hold of us on Twitter. It's really easy. It's cliffcentral.com or Brent Lindekew. You can also send us a message via our official WeChat account, or you can give us a call on 0861 555 189. Kerry,
good morning.
Happy New Year to
it's
you
too.
Our
favorite Tuesdays.
We're back again. We're kicking off the new year. I've got so many good news stories, so much to chat about. How was your Christmas break? Did you have a break?
Not really. I'm probably about a weekend, about 4 days. I went to Cape Town for 4 days.
If you can recall, last year, Kerry was on a mission, and a huge mission. She was doing Christmas parties for kids around the country, underprivileged kids that may have not have had the opportunity to have had Christmases before. She was jumping in and just, you know, doing the good thing, giving them what they need. And we did speak about it on the last show. How did all of that go?
All of them were very successful. And obviously, as we spoke about last year, Paige and Kirst from Huddle Up also got really involved. We had a total of, gee whiz, how many? It was 1,000. We gave away 1,000 gifts.
Wow.
In total. We fed over 1,000 children. And you know what? It was such a humbling experience. Each event was just, I mean, it was completely different. And none of them were the same. The kids were all different. It was just amazing. It was an amazing, amazing experience. And I think to finish off the year, that was just what we needed, really.
These Christmas parties, because I attended one,
yeah.
and I was there towards the end. I didn't do much. It's quite embarrassing. But I was there and I came and I sort of jumped in. For me, it's incredibly emotional,
yes,
to be in that situation where you're partaking and you are spending time with kids
getting involved who
may not have anything.
Yes.
They don't have anything. These kids, some of them on their Christmas wish list were asking for pencils
and toothbrushes.
Like, you know, to spend time with kids like that is incredibly emotional. How do you compose yourself?
Well, you know what? I think it's, you just go. You just go, you do it. And I think together we just we uplift each other, really.
It's important.
So I think we were the ones that revitalized each other's energies. We're like, oh my word, we can't believe what we just did. It's like we need a hug. And that's what it is. I mean, it's that's exactly it. So we do the parties and then afterwards we just like love each other.
Well, and I think what you did, because you put it out on social media and you talk about it, it also inspires other people.
Yeah, exactly.
It inspires them to do the same, which is great. Well, well done. Well done to you. We're all about the good stuff, and we want to talk about stuff that's trending on social media right now. We've had a look at some of the tags that people are speaking about today and sort of what's trending. And yes, we want to dig in and see what the conversations are and perhaps find the good stuff in there. What do we have as our top trending topic for this morning?
David Bowie.
Oh, that's so sad. He's not part of my... He's not part of my era.
Yeah.
But I know his music, and he's always been around. And for so many people, he is, he was a phenomenal artist who people followed and
people
they loved him.
I have no idea who he is. I was reading the tweets and the posts last night, and I'm like, really, guys?
Wow.
Jeepers. No, shame. Jeez. 112 million people.
Yeah, that his tweets have reached and that people are tweeting.
South Africa, the majority.
I think I was looking at the South African... I was looking at the trends from South Africa. That's why it would have said majority.
But still,
I think a lot of South Africans are speaking about it. One of the things which is unreal, he passed away from cancer. Mm. But on Friday... He passed away on Sunday night, early hours of Monday morning, I guess. And on Friday during the day, he released his new music video and his new album.
How's that?
And the new music video, I actually posted it this morning, incredibly heartbreaking. It's called Lazarus, and it's him, and he's lying on a hospital bed, and he looks absolutely sickly in the music video, and he's got a bandage over his head, so he can't see anything. It's almost like he's going away, and in the music video,
like he knows,
it goes to different parts of the music video, and he's dancing in the hospital like he's free, which is insane. The gentleman who helped him produce the album has actually said that this album is his last art piece to the world. It's his last.
That is incredible.
It's his last, his final notes.
It's his goodbye.
It's his goodbye, which is, I've reposted that and I'll do it again on social media. It's incredibly sad to lose celebrities and sort of people that you look up to. But I think he's left us with something. So, you know, get the album.
He left a legacy.
Left a legacy. Yes. Get the album. What do we have next?
Fees Must Fall.
Fees Must Fall. Oh, it's back.
Wow, it's back.
Okay, but the good side of this is that there's still students that are standing for something. There's still kids that are fighting for something. And it hasn't lost momentum. The year's kicked off.
If anything, it's gained momentum.
Yeah,
in a different sort of direction.
I think a lot of people are on board. And the universities are also coming on board. I've seen two things which are very interesting. One, the universities are stepping in to help people pay for their fees, which has never been before. They've upped their bursaries.
And they said they anticipated anyway, because I was listening to the news and stuff, I think yesterday, and a whole lot of people were going into the first years to go and register and stuff, and they said they did anticipate the activists and everything that was happening,
so
there was a lot of support.
Two things. One, the universities have stepped up their game and they are raising their bursaries. So forget about the government, put it aside for a second. That's what the universities are doing. And on the second side, there are individuals who have gotten on board and have created crowdfunding platforms that kids can put themselves up onto these platforms. Like, hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm studying towards being a doctor. I'm in my third year. I need 70,000 rand for the year. Please support me. And they are getting support.
Yeah, exactly. It's taking it to a whole different level.
Yeah.
It's making people more aware.
Which I think is incredible. I always say one thing about South Africans, not there's many things, but the one thing that stands out is South Africans are opportunistic. Whether that's for the good or the bad, they are opportunistic. If you put them in a position where their backs are up against the wall, we as South Africans find a way to just make it happen, make it right. And if you look at that, someone went, hey, I'm going to create a crowdfunding platform that I can sell myself on, and that people can then support me so that I can finish my studies. And it's so cool.
And they can choose.
You can go on there. I'm going to tweet the link so that you can see it. But what's really cool is that these kids are telling their story. So they're like, I'm a cum laude student and I'm, you know, support me because I'm going to go far, which I think is flipping
profiles,
rad.
Different profiles.
Super rad. What do we have next?
Golden Globes, Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, I put Jennifer Lawrence there specifically because the Golden Globes have been trending. There is amazing stuff that people have said and Leonardo DiCaprio finally won something and there's all this good stuff that's going on, which is great. The one thing that's come out of it is the masses, social media cretins, have said that they are done with Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence has been all over the place. She's like a Hollywood superstar. She's in all these movies. Every second movie that you click on, she's there. I loved her until I saw what she did at the Golden Globes. During her press conference, because after she got her award, she was standing at the press conference. And her award that she won was from the foreign press. So the foreign press had given her this award or nominated her or whatever. And one of the foreign press, he sounded French. He held his phone up and he was talking on his phone. And this is where, as journalists, you write down all your questions. We
exactly.
all work off digital stuff nowadays.
We all use our phones and iPads.
Yeah. And from what I understand from the articles that have followed, apparently Jennifer Lawrence is incredibly rude. She's really rude to reporters. So he looked down and he went, Jennifer Lawrence, or whatever he did. And she said to him, perhaps if you'd get off your phone and look at me, we can have a decent conversation. And it threw him off completely. And then he went, his next question that he sort of asked, he meant to say Golden Globes and he said Oscars. And she said, you see, if you get off your phone, you'd realize you're at the Golden Globes.
Oh, my word.
Which... I'll tell you, I've been in those press junkets before. It is quite nerve-wracking to speak to a Jessie J or a this or that. Where I was, it is. You stand up and you have to speak to the celebrity and they've built this whole concept around them. This poor reporter, she, in front of the world, that's what she did. And the world turned around and said, no, not cool. Not
good.
Cool, Jennifer
good.
Lawrence.
Good.
What people, and again, I've said this many times, the only reason you have power is because people give you power.
Yes.
As a celebrity, the people that you so rudely speak to have made you. Don't put
it's
them
so
down.
It's so easy to lose it, though.
The world is fickle. The world is fickle, and they'll turn around and they'll be like, no, I don't think so, Jennifer Lawrence. Not watching your next movie, love. So I think
be nice. Just be nice.
Just
okay?
be nice. That's a good thing coming out of there. And I think that's it for our trending topics. I don't think there's anything else that I want to speak about.
Are you sure?
There's a lot. Like I can go into the trends, but I just feel that we want to be really, really positive. The other one that's busy trending right now is Happy Birthday Zayn. So I think the Zayn guy from One Direction. It's his birthday.
Whee!
Which
Happy Birthday?
Is he still in One Direction?
Didn't he go off on his own?
I think he did. I think he did.
I think he's doing his own thing now.
Not too sure. But it is quarter past, and this is the good stuff. And I want to bring you, Kerry and myself want to bring you, the good news stories that have been trending. I haven't done this in like 3 weeks, so I'm flipping excited. I was going through all my archives. Do you know I write 120 articles a month?
That's incredible. I was checking you. I was following everything that you were doing and just like all the stuff that you were putting up. And I'm like, what is he doing up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, this is the thing.
It's like there's a story, guys.
This is the thing, right? So I wake up every day at about 4:30. Yeah. I make myself a cup of coffee and then I research or I bring in all the research that I've been doing to bring you guys the good news stories. Some days it's a little more difficult to find than others, but generally I bring 3 or 4 articles a day, and then every Tuesday I bring you the top 5, those 5 good news stories that were trending, so that we can just share that with the world.
Well, that's the thing. I'm reading these articles at 1 o'clock in the morning that are trending, that are out there already, and then by 4 o'clock in the morning it's already an article, and I'm like, what?
That's how we roll. All right, what do we have at number 5?
Bullies called her zebra and a cow, but you'll never believe what she's doing now.
Yeah, you know what, bullies are incredibly disgusting little things. So I think school kids can be really nasty.
Definitely.
And I'm sure everybody has received some sort of bullying at some stage in their life. And if you haven't, then you're very lucky.
Yeah.
I think you're incredibly blessed. But this little girl, she was born in America.
I've been following her for a long time.
For real?
Yeah, on Instagram, on Facebook. Her name's Winnie Harlow. Harlow.
Yeah.
I think you say Harlow.
Harlow. It could be.
And there are actually people in South Africa with the same skin condition.
She was, so in the article, she's got the skin condition that she got when she was 4 years old. So she was born what they would call African American, but black. And then she got this this skin condition that started changing the pigments in her skin. The way that she explains it in the video is that her skin cells are literally dying. It doesn't hurt her. There's nothing that hurts her, but her pigment, her pigmentation changes. And she says that it's the same thing that Michael Jackson had.
Yes.
Is what she says. So there's 10% of the world that have this. And she started school and she was fine. And then at about 4 or 5, the pigmentation started to show on her skin.
Yeah.
And kids in schools really mocked her. They were like, they called her a zebra and a cow.
And if you look at her, it's like, it's so incredible because on some of her photos, because she's now, she's a model internationally.
Well, yeah, you're giving the story away.
Sorry.
It's all just been out the bag now.
But she,
I was setting it up.
I can't help it. It excites me.
Yeah. So she went through school. Her parents eventually took her out of school because they said that she didn't deserve the bullying, and they homeschooled her. And during that homeschooling process, they taught her to love herself.
Yes,
and I think above everything, that's what you need to do is love yourself. And at I think it was 18 or 19, she applied to be on America's Next Top Model with Tyra Banks, and she got a position in there.
She's beautiful, though, and if you have a look at her, her pigmentation, some of it is perfectly symmetrical, so it's exactly the same on the one side as it is the other.
Yeah.
And some of her black and white photos, if you go onto her Instagram and you have a look, her face actually looks like a butterfly.
Well, that's how she became famous, right?
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
She got her Instagram followers to tweet Tyra Banks to get her onto the show.
Yeah.
And she's now the face of two different campaigns.
And they are huge.
And she's this great model in America. And I, you know what? Most people don't remember what they were doing at 4 or 5. But I hope that those kids that bullied her remember her. And I hope that they look back and go, oh, I was a real dick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been friends with a famous model.
Yeah, exactly. And in South Africa, I think Jacques Tablanche also did a story on it.
Wow.
Our idol Jacques Tablanche, because he's got the same thing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, he came out, I think in some article, also said he's got exactly the same thing.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. What do we have at number 4?
Beyonce might not be playing Batman, but a South African is making sure Sarki's story will be told.
Yeah, you so butchered that surname. It's Bartman.
Okay, well, all right.
So
Bartman.
Bartman.
Sarki, yeah, Bartman.
Sarki Bartman was, she was incredibly famous. Most of South Africans would know the story of how she got taken over to Europe, and she was in a freak show that they showed her off because of her attributes as being an African Khoi Khoi San. And there was a story last week, 2 weeks ago, that came out about Beyonce was going to play her in a new movie.
Because that's exactly the perfect character. Right?
Well, it came out later that it's not true.
Well, yeah. Oh, right.
There was no truth behind it. So I'm not entirely sure where that came from.
Yeah, it does say that Beyonce denied being part of the project.
She had no, there was, you know, she's not playing it. There's nothing there.
So maybe it was just a, yeah, we'll just put Beyonce's name in there and then people are going to be like, what?
I think it's a good thing that they did because
it's now
real. Exactly. So they spoke about it. It was out there. It was that Beyonce was going to play her. Bada, 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 bada. The world went no.
It was an amazing strategy.
Amazing strategy. And now there's actually a lady from Cape Town who is going to bring that movie to life. She's going to bring that story to life.
That's incredible.
How exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, South Africa, I think, has got so much history and has got so much that we can look back on.
It does, and we really are. I mean, we're putting it on the map as well.
Which is exciting. Mm. That's number 4. I'm going to share all these stories so you can read up on them as well. What do we have at number 3?
They start by rubbing their hands together. Their next move will give you chills and you will never want to hear another version of Africa.
So this story that I found has had over like 7,000 shares in the space of 24 hours. It is I think they're American, the what do you call them, a choir?
Yes.
A choir. And they did Toto's Africa song.
This song, it doesn't matter what version, where it is, who's singing it, who's performing it, it always gives me butterflies and it gives me goosebumps.
It's goosebumps stuff.
I know, and I just want it, like, I just want to rock it out, because it's just, it's so amazing. The song is just so powerful in itself, and I mean, what these guys did, wow.
Yeah, no, so they started it off, and I'm not going to play it on air, because I want you to go click the link and go look at it, so you can actually hear the whole song. I don't want to play it half-heartedly, but they start off by rubbing their hands, like that, and then some of them were clicking.
Mm.
And what they
it's
were
so powerful.
What they were doing with their hands is they created a thunderstorm before, like, the drums kicked in and the song kicked in. It is phenomenal.
It makes me want to go eek.
It was really, really cool. A really cool rendition. And
it's like
I,
one of those ones where I can't breathe. I get so excited.
Yeah, just super, super flippin' cool. So we're going to repost that so you can go watch it after the show.
You
not
have to
right
watch
now.
It. You have
you
to watch
listen
it
to us first. What do we have at number two?
The dog who is terrified of human touch now loves being petted.
Okay, so this story, it happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago that first video went all over the place.
Yeah.
It went viral.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
I showed Paige yesterday and she was like, I can't watch this anymore. Switch it off.
It was
because
bad.
It was terrible.
When you hear the dog howling in
and
absolute pain.
And you know,
pain,
he is screaming.
Yeah. So they found the dog and the dog had been abused its whole life. And the handler who was trying to help the dog was just petting him. But as she was petting him, he was screaming.
Softly.
Screaming.
Like softly. It was terrible.
She was petting softly. He was screaming loudly.
Yes.
It was crazy. And then a week and a half later, she uploaded another video because that one had made people so upset.
Yes.
And the second video
just progress.
Is this little puppy who just wants to be loved now. Like, you can see him in the video. His tail's wagging and his face is there.
That's because his skin is on and his body's not on fire from being abused.
Abused. And she rubs him and he's so happy, and then she takes her hand away and then he comes closer. He's like, no, give me more.
Yeah, where are you going?
So it's very cute. It's nice to see that that there's some good that's come out of a really, really sad story.
Jeez, it was sad. Wow.
Really sad. What do we have at number one?
7th richest South African gives his entire business to charity.
What?
I know, right? Self-made South African billionaire Alan Gray and his family have given away to charity their entire controlling stake of the Alan Gray Investment Company and its offshore partner Orvis, Business Day Live reported. When I read this the other day, I was like, that is incredible.
I think when
and he is only amongst, I think it's 5 in the world that have done exactly the same.
Yeah, it puts him in the same space as the Bill Gates and sort of the other guys that are doing Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, the guys that have been giving away their fortune. They're called the 1%.
Mm.
They call them the 1% because it's said that the 1% of the richest people control the money in the world. That 1% has got more wealth than 99% of
everybody
else. And
Patrice Motsepe as well.
Yeah.
In South Africa.
Yeah. So they're literally giving, they're going, I'm done
and
it, Dusters.
It's billions. It's billions. Just, I mean, it's just for philanthropy. That's it. And that is it.
Yeah. That is going to make
that is huge.
Such a huge difference in, you know, other people's lives, in making a difference and creating change. And it's actually a flippin' cool story.
I know. We were talking about it yesterday and we were like, wow, do you know what we can do with this man's money?
So I'm not an Alan Gray or a Warren Buffett, but my goal in life is to create an incredible business that is just absolutely successful and that makes great money. And I want to do the same. That's like my hero. That is what I want to do. I want to do the same.
We were also talking about that yesterday. We're like, please.
If everybody could, how amazing would that be?
Exactly.
Share the wealth, pay it forward.
And it's so easy, especially if you're making that amount of money. Are you joking? Really?
Yeah, because in the same breath, he's given away his business, but I'm sure he's got so many assets and there's so much liquid. It'll keep him and his family going.
Exactly. It's too much money for him. I mean, he's going to have billions by the time he dies. So he can't spend it quick enough. So he may as well just give it away.
I'm going to do the same. I'm going to work towards so that I can give my business away one day. That's my plan. That's the top 5 good news stories for this week. We love sharing the good stuff with you. You're tuned into Cliff Central.
I had a dream the other night about how we only get one life. Woke me up right after 2. Stayed awake instead at you, so I wouldn't lose my mind. Need
In this world full of people, there's one loving me.
I am so excited to have Catherine in studio. I don't even want the song to finish. I'm just get in, yeah, just get in, yeah. Kath, it's incredible to have you here. Many of you will know Catherine. She's such an inspiration, a change maker, a thought leader, part of Lead SA, Miss Earth. She does phenomenal things. She's been on a couple of the shows at Cliff Central and spoken about a couple of her stories. But for those of you that might not know Catherine, Kath, welcome to the studio, first of all.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here.
It's awesome to be here. Thank you.
You really do inspire other people to do incredible things. I've followed you on social media way before I met you. And I think the day that I met you, I realized that you're just as authentic in real life. So all that inspiration and this constant feeding to keep other people inspired is part of who you are. And that's absolutely incredible. Where does it come from?
Thank you so much. That's really quite a build to live up to. You know, I'm so passionate about what I do, as you are. And I think that if you really love what you do and you're privileged enough to sort of walk a journey where you're able to see what you love doing come to life every single day, I think that people perhaps draw from that. And growing up, I grew up in an environment where, you know, service to others was part of who we were as a family. So it really comes from that foundation of growing up in a home that was very, very open-minded, very liberal in the way that our parents brought us up as siblings and the kinds of things we were exposed to from a very, very early age.
And then I mentioned it quickly early on. You're with Lead SA. You do a whole bunch of stuff with Lead SA. They do incredible things. I absolutely am in love with the organization. But on top of that, you also have Miss Earth, which you brought to life in South Africa. What are the plans for your different projects this year?
So Lead SA is an amazing platform. It's an opportunity to inspire active citizenship throughout South Africa and to really share pockets of hope that exist across our country and to really tell stories of the unsung heroes in our society. So it's really a wonderful platform to do those things. And our Lead SA program will continue to run this year, so people can go and nominate those unsung heroes of our communities through leadsa.co.za. And then with the Miss Earth South Africa, that will continue to grow. We now see environmental and climate issues coming to the fore because we're being affected by drought, by a lack of food security in our country and across our continent. So I think that the work we do through the Miss Earth South Africa has really got a very solid foundation from which it comes. And 12 years later, we see that we have been able to touch lives and communities through the young woman who applied to be a part of the program. So where we're at the moment is that young women across South Africa can apply to be a part of the 2016 program. And you can just log on to missearthsa.co.za and the details are there. And we're currently working on a project that's very close to my heart, and that's our stationery drive. You mentioned stationery a little bit earlier in the show, and we've worked in schools since as far back as I can remember. And the one thing we realized was that there are children that go to school without a set of stationery, and there are children that sit in a classroom and share. They have absolutely nothing. And we worked in a classroom where Ella Bella, who does our actual educational material, and she's our guru in the classroom wherever we are in the country, she was in a classroom where there were 45 little children sharing about 22 chairs, and there were no desks, and they were sharing one pencil. They passed the pencil around the classroom from the front right to the back until everyone had written down what was on the board.
That is heartbreaking.
It was terrible. And the pencil was probably about this small. It was this tiny little pencil. And we realized that pencils and stationery were critical. For me, it's my belief that if you give children colored pencils, they can draw 1,000 dreams. And if we don't inspire children from a young age to draw and to color and to put down what their dreams are, we're not allowing them to understand the potential that they have inside of themselves through that expression of art. As a young child, you don't say, oh, I can't draw. Everyone draws. Everyone draws their little stick men and their sunshine and rainbows.
Everybody can draw.
And it's tapping into that that place creativity. In a child's life. Yeah. So we're now doing our stationery drive. It's now in its eighth year. And when we started, we got people about 60 stationery packs. Last year, we were able to distribute to 15,000 children. The stationery goes to them in their hands because we go to the children in their classrooms and physically give it. We don't just mass deliver somewhere because we know what goes on as well. And we don't want to allow that kind of situation to happen. So anyone listening that wants to support our stationery drive, it's something that we do. We collect stationery at the beginning of the year. We distribute throughout the year because a pencil does run out and ink does run out. Yes. But you know, in order for us to teach environmental messaging, to teach and get children to understand why it's important to preserve water, to look after water responsibly, we need to take care of the basic needs. And in a school, that is stationery.
I think it's absolutely phenomenal. And that's just, I mean, that's the basis. It's touching on the tip of the iceberg of what you do. Because through the year, you do continuous different projects where you're using the Miss Earth SA platform to create positive change. I've had the girls... when it was the lead up to choosing the Miss Earth last year, I had them in studio here and I was listening to each and every single one of them, passionate South African girls who are here to make a change.
So involved, and I've been following it as well for very many years.
Thank you.
And I just see, and I see the girls getting involved. They're different ages. They've obviously got different passions, and it's really incredible to see because obviously you get your different pageants, but these girls really get involved.
Yeah, I think it's great work. You really do amazing
holes
things
and picking up rubbish and wow.
No, we really put them to the test. It's really about a year of giving service to your community. And we're looking for young women who really are open-minded to grow, to learn, and to take that knowledge and to share that knowledge with those around them. So the impact that they can have by learning that through this process, they themselves are able to make an impact without resources, without a corporate company behind them. They as an individual have everything they need inside of them, but we have to, you know, we put them to the test and try to allow them to find the qualities that they have within them. They flourish, absolutely. They enter as young girls and they leave as young women who are powerful and have an opportunity to make an incredible difference in our country, and they continue to go out and do unbelievable things.
I was going to say, they actually become part of an alumni. So even if you don't become the Miss Earth South Africa for that year, you become part of the Miss Earth SA alumni. And these ladies just continually
create change. And they support each
other.
They support each other. These girls are like this little fraternity. And I'm thinking, wow. Okay, even if they don't, if they don't win whatever category it is, they still go on to support the other girls. It's incredible to watch and see and how they become a family.
It's programs like this that are really great for the youth of South Africa. I mentioned it and I touched on it and I don't even want to get into it, but the South African space at the moment is quite volatile.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that are very angry, but we forget that there's a bigger portion of South Africans who just want to inspire, create change, do good, and make South Africa the beautiful place we know that it is. Yeah. And I think what you do in the program that you have and all the different projects that you're involved in do exactly that. It's a constant fight to just have a better South Africa, and I'm thankful for all you do.
No, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. You know, we're passionate about what we do, and it's just sort of a cherry on top that people are able to take something away from the great work that's done by the program.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna have to have you on again like next week. I'm just gonna bring you every week.
Sure, no problem.
Because time just goes so quickly. If people want to get involved with either the Miss Earth project or that Miss Earth SA project, or if they want to follow you, and I think it's important, you need to follow Catherine. This woman is on social media. If you want to be inspired, she inspires me. So if you want to be inspired, I have retweeted a link that she tweeted this morning. I will tweet your links out, but how do people get in touch and follow you?
Change Agent SA, because Constantinides is too long. So on Twitter, it's Change Agent SA, and on Instagram and on Facebook, the Miss Earth South Africa page is there, and I have a page that you can go and I try to be as active as possible there as well.
You are incredible. Thank you for being on the
show.
Thank
you so much.
This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
It's date night, and your wife wants you to bring Ray to bed with you. You suggested Tyrion, or maybe even Sheldon if she fancied something a little different. But no, Ray Donovan it is. So you get your tablet and you meet her in the bedroom. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch full seasons of the biggest series on the couch, in the kitchen, in bed, online anytime. So get to Showmax.com, and get your 7-day free trial.
At iStore, we love Apple stuff, but we're only human. Sometimes we drop our iPhones on the road, face down, and it makes us sad. That's why we came up with iCare Plus, a nifty little product exclusive to iStore for when stupid things happen to good people with awesome phones. It'll have your beloved iPhone covered for water, screen, and physical damage. So come to iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I love being in studio. I love speaking about the good stuff. This is why we do this, because we just dig bringing you good news stories and inspirational people like Catherine. I've also got someone else who is pretty inspirational.
Stop it.
A big fan of Cliff Central. She listens to Cliff Central every day. And hopefully she's going to get to meet Gareth in the building. We'll let her say hi to him. Vanessa actually works with me, and I've brought her into the studio because I do have a day job as well. I don't just play on radio every Tuesday. I do have a day job. So this whole water crisis happened, which we all know about in South Africa. Huge, huge, huge problem. I was on Gareth's show speaking about it a while ago, and actually, I think that a lot of South Africans don't know how bad it is or what is going on in South Africa. 2 hours outside of Johannesburg is a farm that, and it's the reason, a farming community, it's the reason why the water crisis came to light. It's called Senekal. And in Senekal, there are farmers that are dying. There are animals that are dying. There's people that just don't have water. There is just no water, and it's been all over our news, and it's been all over the place. And Vanessa, you work for Joe Public, so let's start there.
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm an art director at Joe Public.
When you're not saving the world, what do you do?
Oh, stop it. Go now. So I'm involved with a bunch of advertising projects at Joe Public. I'm an art director. I make beautiful ads. I love what I do. It's my passion. And we have fun every day.
Okay. So I know what you do because I work with you.
And yes,
I was just about to say.
we make cool shit.
It's a jewel. Yeah, it's a jewel.
but the reason that I have you here today is because this water crisis happened in South Africa, and you'd heard about it, you'd read about it, you saw what was going on, and on Thursday or Friday last week, you sent out an email to the entire agency. So she doesn't just do things from her desk. she sends out an email to the entire agency. What did the email say? What was the plan?
So let me start here. So I grew up in the Northwest in a little town called Delareyville, which is one of these drought-stricken towns. And I know this because my poor parents have set up a big tank and
aren't
a borehole.
Aren't they only allowed 20 litres a day?
Oh my gosh. It's
20 litres?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. And basically all I know is my folks are helping the whole street. Everybody is coming to their house. So this situation was very dear to my heart. And Brent, I actually didn't know what to do and how to help. I wanted to. And then I heard you on Gareth's show. Remember that morning we spoke. And I last year didn't have such a great year. And I thought, you know what, this year I want to start something called Feel Good Fridays. And I was completely inspired by Brent and what he's doing. And I said, why can't I do this? Like, why can't I put a smile on people's faces at the office, you know? So I heard the story on Gareth's show, and I thought, let me run this as my first little article of the month. So I put it out there and I said, guys, let's get together, let's collect some water, and let's see what happens. And as you know, Brent, Jackie put out the idea and said, Van, let's go next door. We've got Yum. We've got Continental Outdoor.
Oh, yeah.
Chartwell. We've got amazing companies. Mm. So I went literally and knocked on their doors, was like, hey, can I please chat to someone?
That was amazing.
Can I please chat to the philanthropists in the building?
I need some water, please.
Please don't shoot me down. I just need water.
It was that ridiculous. So, and they were just amazing. They were all like, oh my gosh, we had no idea. We didn't know we could help this way. So Yum have been incredible. I'm speaking to them closely. They want to bring something into their stores even. Imagine how cool that would be.
That's
if we
amazing.
Could collect at every KFC or perhaps interchange Add Hope with donate a bottle of water every time. You know, these are just the ideas I'm having kind of thing. Yeah.
It's blown up completely. So we have, I mean, there's just water getting delivered left, right, and center.
Yeah.
The office is filling up with water.
Yes.
And
it's happening.
It's going to be delivered to all the towns that need it most, which is the most mm-hmm. incredible thing. Mm-hmm. But on top of that,
yes.
you've roped your husband in as well.
Yes, I have.
Okay,
poor thing.
I've got him on the line. His name's Nick.
Yes.
And he owns a company called
Bundu Power.
Bundu Power. Nick, how's it going?
Good, thanks. And you, Brent?
It's great to have you on the show. So your wife is doing all of this, and this is going on at the office, and everybody's getting involved, and it's ridiculously exciting. What did she say to you to get you involved?
Brent, she started telling me about the idea, and I really liked it. So I thought maybe we could set up something in the East Rand to collect water as well. Then I gave it a little bit more thought and thought, wouldn't it be better to solve the actual issue that we're having, which is the water at the source? So,
wow.
You know, we thought maybe an opportunity for us to come on board and donate some solar borehole pumps and the panels to run them. we would like to donate 2 solar borehole pumps. We hope that this will alleviate some of the pain for the people in the hardest affected areas where they don't have people like Vanessa's folks who are helping out the whole street.
What you've done, I mean, you've made it sound quite chilled and
but
it's
no,
massive.
It is huge.
That's absolutely incredible. You're donating borehole pumps. I think you're doing 2.
Yeah.
That's going to this cause.
Exactly.
And if there are corporates or if there are listeners that are yes. listening right now, this man's doing it out of his own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That he's giving back to the community to help them. Vanessa and I are going to work towards getting that to the communities yes.
that
need the
incredible.
Most. But I want to know, Nick, if people want to get in touch with you and perhaps they feel, you know what, I have cash, I'm able to do this, I want to donate the same sort of thing or get involved, how do they get involved with your company?
Brent, our web address is www.bundupower.co.za. They can get in contact with us through the website. Basically, in order for us to make this effective, we need to make sure that we get more borehole pumps out there. So from our side, we're willing to do it at a very low price, a cost-plus basis to make sure that we get them out there at the cheapest price possible. From our perspective, it's a humanitarian thing to help our fellow countrymen as opposed to trying to make big profits off the issues that we're having right now.
Man, wow. You and your wife are a power couple.
big... See why I married him.
great things are coming. It's great speaking to you, Nick. I'm going to tweet out all those links. I'm going to also tweet in a couple of my philanthropist friends so that we can get more out there.
That's brilliant. And
hopefully just alleviate this drought and this water crisis in South Africa. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very much.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Vanessa,
yes, we
literally don't have time.
No, no, no.
I need to know, how do people get in touch with you? How do they follow you? How do they, if they want to come and drop off, where the hell are you?
Okay, let's do it. I'm at Vanessa DC, SSDC, and they can pop over to Joe Public United. That's number 2 Bruton Road, Bryanston. They can just drop off their water at reception. I'll take care of the rest. Anyone in Four Ways, Bryanston.
Anybody that's in the area.
Yes.
I don't think so. As water shortage South Africa, there are no drop-off points in that area.
Yes.
So you will be the first. And that's absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to retweet all of this. I'm going to put it out there. And I'm going to assist in saving South Africa.
Thank you,
Brent.
We're all part of it.
Thank you for being in the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Paul.
We'll chat later. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com. Young and stupid. Who the f*** knows what to do?
I don't want to waste any time. I want to get right into this.
Okay.
I'm flipping excited. We have had an amazing morning here in studio. I'm inspired by these amazing South Africans creating good change. We have Cheryl and Vuvu. We're going to call you Vuvu.
Go ahead.
Because that's what your nickname is. From the Kellogg's Breakfast for Better Days initiative. And why I'm excited about this is I've worked with many schools over the last couple of years where I've seen the problem that our schools have, where kids are not getting fed, they're not able to study. Mm. It is important. Can you tell us a little bit more about this incredible initiative and the work that you're doing?
All right. So the Kellogg's Breakfast Better Days initiative started in 2014. And really, it comes from the fact that almost one in
One in five
yeah. children in South Africa go to school without having had breakfast in the morning. And that is an alarming statistic. Some of the children have last had a meal the night before. They go to school. Most of the learning happens in the morning. They can't concentrate. They are bullies at school. They don't perform well. They don't teach their teachers well. And it was a problem. And we found that we want to do something to help to alleviate this problem.
Yeah. I think that statistic, you just said it right there, one in five.
Mm.
Most South Africans don't know that. That is
alarming.
So scary.
Alarming.
It's so scary.
Yeah, and I mean, Kellogg's, we're all about breakfast. And, you know, when we got that statistic from the SA and Haynes study, it just became so important to become involved. And we've been lucky to partner with Food Bank, who've been able to deliver the food and deliver the milk to the schools, and the Department of Basic Education to put us in touch with the right schools and get us into the right places to serve breakfast.
One of the things, and I think if we can just explain to the listeners, why is breakfast so important?
Yeah, so I'm a registered dietitian, so I'm probably the one to answer that. And the thing is, being Kellogg's, it's probably not alarming that I'm going to tell you breakfast is important. But, you know, there recently was a review. It was 45 studies that showed the importance of breakfast. Mm. And it's really about cognitive development for a child. Studies have also shown us that you're more likely to have a more nutritionally complete diet. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Like, breakfast is your chance to get in a serving of cereal, for example. And it also gets that serving of milk in. And most of us don't make that up in the rest of the day if we skip that breakfast meal. Like Vivu said, you know, with the schools that we're working with, a lot of the children last ate the day before. It could even be the meal that the Department of Basic Education gave at lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's not even always dinner. So getting them started in the morning, breaking that fast with a balanced breakfast, some carbs, some protein, vitamins and minerals mixed together, really is important to help them learn as best as they can.
One of the videos that Kellogg's have done that I actually watched, I was so heartbroken. It was a story of a little boy and how he goes through his day. And at no point during that day do you see him eat. There's no, it's just a day for him. He wakes up in the morning. His mum helps him get ready for school. He goes off to school. Whether he gets food at school, I mean, that's where you guys come in.
Yeah.
But for him, he wouldn't be expecting it because it's not part of his normal daily routine, which actually makes me so heartsore because I didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And I mean, we look at Mpho's story. It's a story of many children in South Africa that he doesn't have that meal. And the big part of the campaign is to be able to be sustainable. So we feed 25,000 school children every single day in all provinces. So in Gauteng, in KZN, in the Western Cape, and in the Eastern Cape.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it adds up to 5 million over a year, servings of breakfast, which is like very, it's really a great program, and we're so proud to have been able to do this. This is the third year that we're kicking off with Back to School Tomorrow, and every day this year, you know, 250,000 children will be getting
breakfast every day.
Yeah.
So that I mean, that's from Kellogg's side. How do I get involved? I'm sitting here. I want to help. Kids want to get fed. What do I do? Do I just have to buy Kellogg's, or can I donate? How does it work?
So previously, when we started the campaign, we asked people to get involved by buying a box, the specially marked boxes, to help feed a child. But we were committed to our 5 million regardless.
Yeah. So, and kids are getting breakfast either way.
So we would basically just double it up. If we donate,
it would be assisting. Yeah,
yeah. So the whole idea is that we want to grow the program as much as possible. Obviously, every year we're chatting to the Department of Basic Education and looking to make it, you know, reach as many children as physically possible.
So this year we've just decided this is a proper CSI campaign. We want people to get involved in other ways. We don't want to limit somebody to having to just buy a box. So you can pledge whatever you want to pledge towards the campaign. You can volunteer. So if you go onto the website, www.bfbd.co.za, you can locate your area and there'll be a school nearby. So you can go to the school. You can help serve breakfast. Anything will help. They need people. You know, they don't need teachers in those schools. Mm. So if you can go there in the morning and help serve breakfast, if you can drop off something, if you can spend your time, anything you can do to your help to help will be appreciated.
That is unbelievable. You're literally making it easy for people to just do something which I'm excited about. I'm going to retweet all of those links. I'm going to put them up on the social media. They'll go onto cliffcentral.com. If you want to just give one more shout out with the web address,
www.bfbd.co.za. You can also follow us on Twitter at Kellogg's, KELLOGGSZA. And there's lots of information on the campaign there. We also try and do things on days where we can highlight the campaign. So we've got National Breakfast Month coming up, we've got World Food Day, we've got National Hunger Day. So watch out for those days where we do ask people to join us, to come with us to a school, to visit a school with us, and we try to get the most impact on those days.
So I'm going to retweet all of these links, and I'm going to ask you to remember, this is a bit of homework for you.
Okay.
When you guys are doing these special days, you need to include me in the tweets or whatever, because the team of the Foursome Awesome here, we love getting involved. We are awesome. All about the good stuff and really getting our hands dirty. Yeah. Okay. So just let us know and we'll be on board.
Great. That's a challenge. And we're going to keep you to it.
So that's Kellogg's. It's been great having you on the show. I'm going to ask you to just move over a little bit just so we can get the girls in. Kirsten and Paige join us every week. They bring us Huddle Up. It's easy ways for us to get involved. Good stories. I'm going to take a photo with you in a sec. So... so good stories they bring us. How we can get involved. You literally have a minute. The show has been unbelievably busy.
No pressure.
I'm so sorry.
Don't stress. No problem. As long as the good news gets
Girls,
out.
I just want to know, how was your break? Did you have a good break?
Great. Brilliant.
Good break?
Yes.
We're all feeling refreshed and good to tackle this year head on.
Oh, yes. Big thing. We are ready.
I'm excited. Yeah. I want you both to know, and I'm just plugging it here, on the 1st of February, we kick off Rack 16.
Yes, we
and
know.
And we are all going to be
We're in.
Hectically involved.
Yes.
It's exciting. All right, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so this week, we're going to be talking about Help a Child Grow Foundation. It's a group of committed individuals who are combating child literacy in South Africa through the building of libraries for disadvantaged schools and children. They provide them with access to developmental and learning programs from foundation phase up.
Yeah, we often, we've got a minute here, but with literacy rates being so low in townships, what's important is, help a child grow foundation coming in and helping a child also have the, building their well-being in disadvantaged areas and, with educational development. Sorry, the whole rush. But what's so nice about this is not just education and books and reading. They literally go in and inspire children, do storytelling, acting the stories out and getting kids, involved. When they don't have much left, sometimes your imagination is the very thing that's going to get you out of,
Where you are, that space.
Yeah, we are.
I'm excited. I'm going to retweet all of that. And I promise next week I'll give you more time. That's disgusting. I'm
got
terrible.
30 seconds left.
30 seconds. Every week I do a change one thing, which I really want to do. It's quite important for me this week. It's not a story that I want to harp on, and I'm not bringing it up for any other reason. But 5 years ago today, my dad passed away, and it was very sudden. I love him to bits. He was the greatest love of my life. And it happened very suddenly. And my change one thing this week is important for all of you holiday makers that may have gone to a malaria area and not thought it was bad. My dad went to Ponta de Aura, which is the south of Mozambique. It really is not a bad place, right? They don't have malaria there. They clearly do. He got back from Ponta de Aura. And 2 weeks after being here, he thought he had a cold and he passed away the next day. So my change one thing to you is if you were in a malaria area and you feel even just a little inkling of something that isn't 100% right, get to the pharmacy. They actually have little packs now that they developed over the past 2 years that you can buy over the counter to test for malaria. So that I'm leaving you with. That you need to go do. You need to go and just get tested and make sure you're okay. It's the good stuff for this week. It's been incredible hanging out with you. Absolutely phenomenal. I love being here. We've ran over. Duncan is shouting in my ears. We love you. Thank you. Only good things.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.